In essence, we can see planning and environmental regulations as a huge compromise, a recognition that we all benefit if we allow the state to set some rules and boundaries. We all need access to clean water, so we're going to let the government regulate some property owners. We all need roads and access to commercial activities, so we're going to provide authority and tax dollars for government to provide those things. We all recognize that communities are more attractive and stable if certain uses are limited or like uses are kept together. So we're going to let government create plans steering certain kinds of development to certain places. That's why, as Fogelsong makes clear in later chapters of his book, many of the early planning successes, the creation of zoning, the development of urban parks, at first may have been opposed by some property owners, but have been essential to the maintenance of economically successful cities because the order and predictability are important for anyone to succeed. Some examples of how planning deals with public and private nature of property. Let's take the Florida Forever program. We want to preserve environmentally sensitive land, so rather than regulate it, the state buys it at market rates or accepts donations. Voters approved a constitutional amendment to ensure funding for this program. This way, the state respects private property by paying market rate for land, but ensures that we meet public purposes.